Let's, Be'ez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi, Ben Harav Yosef. We are on the second line on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going back to the Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, as far as the time, the Zman of the Isra Achilas Chametz, and the Gemara is going to establish the Halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Second line, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman says the name of Rav, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that you can eat chametz until the fourth hour. During the fifth hour, it is, you can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it yet. It's Aser Bahana, it's Mutter Bahana, excuse me, until, and you burn it beginning of the sixth. So Rav Nachman says the name of Rav, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, v'neima mar halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Really, you should have said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, disas hamlantana kavasei, because we have a stam mishnah that follows Rabbi Meir, and we know that we usually say halacha kistam mishnah. Disnam, we learned in the mishnah later on chafal f'manalf, kol shah shemutu lechol machil. Every, the same time that it's mutter for you to eat chametz, so you're allowed to feed the chametz to your animal. Sounds like the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana are at the same time, like Rabbi Meir. So it sounds like a stam mishnah in support of Rabbi Meir. Answers the Gemara, Hahi lav stamahu. No, that stam mishnah is not supporting Rabbi Meir. Mishum dekashya mutter. Because the word mutter, it says kol shah shemutter lechol machil. The language of the word mutter sounds like it's not going like Rav Meir. Why is that? It really should have said kol shah sheochel machil. If it's all talking about you, the same person, kol zman that you can eat it, so you can feed somebody, you could feed your animal. But the language of mutter sounds like, if it's mutter for a different person to eat it, so you can feed it, feed your animal. But according to Rav Meir, there's no difference in you and somebody else. So what is that Mishnah trying to hint? So that Mishnah means what the Gemara later on is going to explain. That Mishnah means any time that it's mutter for a Kohen to eat truma, to eat chametz that's truma, a Yisrael could feed chametz to the animal. And that's going to be like the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. The third opinion in our Mishnah, that chametz of chulin, you're allowed to eat up until the fourth hour, as we're going to see in a minute. But chametz of truma, the Kohen can eat all the way up to the fifth hour, because truma would give you extra time, because we don't want you burning the truma. We don't want you getting rid of the truma. So it turns out that the din of achila of the animal, namely hana from the chametz, is the same as the din of a kohen eating truma of chametz, which is up until the fifth hour. So really, that mishnah is supporting Rav Gamliel. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says, v'nei mamar halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. Fine. So you disprove me. That stam mishnah doesn't sound like Rav Meir. It sounds like Rav Gamliel. So then Rav Nachman in the name of Rav should have said, the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Why? Dehavale machria, because Rav Gamliel is actually the one who makes a compromise position between the two positions. Why? Because according to Rav Meir, as far as truma of chametz, Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Meir that you could eat it till the fifth hour, and as far as regular chametz, he agrees like Rabbi Yehuda till the fourth hour. And apparently, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamatesim Beis, that all the rest of us don't remember except for Mordechai. So on Lamatesim Beis, apparently there's a Gemara that says, Amar Rabbi Tarnchum, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Amar Rabbi Yadim Rebbe, Kol Mokum Shatamotze Shnaim Chalukim Ve'echad Machria. The Gemara in Shabbos is in Lamates. Anytime you have two people with an argument and one guy is a compromised position in the middle, Halacha Kedivrei HaMachria. You usually follow the opinion that compromises. So says the Gemara, if Rabban Gamliel is a compromised position between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, why don't we follow Rabban Gamliel? Amar le, Rabban Gamliel lav machriyahu. No, Rabban Gamliel's position is not actually a machriya. Tam denavshe ka'amar. Rabban Gamliel is giving a third opinion, but it's not a compromised opinion between the two of them. Because Rabbi Meir says both chulin and truma can be eaten until the fifth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says both chulin and truma can be eaten until the fourth hour. I'm sorry. Had Rabbi Meir said both chulin and truma can be eaten until the fifth hour, and Rabbi Yehuda would say both chulin and truma can be the fourth hour, and then Rabbi Gamliel would say chulin until the fourth and truma to the fifth, then Rabbi Gamliel would have been in a compromised position. However, since we have no raya in the words of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they don't say anything about truma. Only Rabbi Gamliel is the one who's mechadesh a difference between truma and chulin. So this is not considered to be a compromise opinion. Rather, it's his own third opinion. He's not really addressing the other two opinions. He's giving his own third opinion, and therefore his opinion is not considered to be a machriya. That's one answer.
Rabbeinu Mechila, the Rava comes back and asks a question and says, let's say the halakha is like Rameir, but we have a Gemara near him that says that Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, halakha is Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, well, first of all, we already said that Gemara is not necessarily, right? I think the Gemara said that Rav didn't hold like that. And some said that that's only within Erevin, only in the areas of Erevin. Not everywhere. I'm pretty sure. So that's one answer. That's one answer. Now the Gemara is going to bring a second answer. Why Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? V'ibay seima. Another answer is Rav de Amar ki hai Tana. Rav is Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because of a different Tana in a Brisa where we have a Stam Brisa which supports the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Like this year, if the 14th Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, this year Erev Pesach is going to fall on Shabbos. Mivarin es hakol milifnei haShabbos. So you have to get rid of all the chametz on the 13th. Visarfin trumos, tmeos, tluyos, utahoros. And you burn all the chametz on the 13th, whether it's truma tmea, whether it's truma that's suffik, Tame, or Truma Tahora, all of it. You burn it before Shabbos. Umishairin minatahoros mazen shtei seudos. You leave over a little bit of the Truma, enough to eat two meals. Kedei lechel ad arba shos. To eat all of it before 4 hours. So the Truma's chametz has to be eaten before 4 hours of the day. Divi Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda ish Bartosa. These are the words of Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda from Bartosa. She'omar mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to him, Tahoros, lo yisarfu. You should not burn the Truma Tahora on Erev Shabbos, even if you have more than two meals that a Kohen needs for his household. Shema yimtzu lahen ochlin. Maybe on Erev Pesach you'll have guests and you'll find people who want to eat the Truma. So don't burn it. Why are you getting rid of the Truma? Maybe you'll have guests. So Amar lahen, Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda said back to the Chacham, no, Kfar Bikshu, what are you talking about? They already looked in the whole town, Velo Matsu. There's nobody to eat this truma. They know everybody in the town. Everybody has their own food. No one's coming over to eat it, so it's better to get rid of it. Amrulo, Shemachutz Lachoma, Lanu, maybe there's people outside the town. Kohanim are going to come and they're going to be able to eat the truma. Amar lahen, L'devrechem, according to what you're saying, Af Tuluyos, Lo Yisarfu Shema Yavu Eliyahu. Maybe the Suffolk Truma also, meaning Truma, that's Suffolk Tuma. Also they shouldn't burn. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will come and tell them about the Geula, and he'll tell them what's not Tame, what is Tame, via Tare. And he'll be Matarit, you'll be able to eat it before this Zman Isser. Amrulo, this Gemara we had already. Kfar Muftach Len Yisrael She'en Eliyahu Ba Lo Ba'Avi Shabbosis Lo Ba'Avi Yom Tovim. We have a tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Erev Pesach, not on Erev Yontif, not on Erev Shabbos, because Klal Yisrael has a lot of things to run around and do Erev Shabbos. So I don't have to worry about Elyona if he's going to come today or tomorrow, because today is Erev Shabbos and tomorrow is Erev Yontif. Amru lo zozum yishem at shekavu halacha karavalozum in Yehuda yishbatos Hashem Hashem Rabbi Yeshua. So we see that the halacha follows him. Says the Gemara, now, when did he say you could eat the chuma up until? Up until the fourth hour. That's a riot of Rabbi Yehuda. My love, afilu lechol. Even to eat the chuma up until 4 hours, the chuma schametz, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, that even chuma schametz can be even opening until the fourth hour. Answer the Gemara, Amar of Papish made the Rava, lo, no. Maybe the halacha does not follow him in that regard. Rather, Leva'er, it just means that we follow the halacha like him, that you got to get rid of the extra chuma on Erev Shabbos. You got to burn all the extra stuff on Erev Shabbos, but Lav Dafka, that we pass like him until the fourth hour. Says the Gemara. So it's not a proof from there. Says the Gemara, Va'af Rebbe Savar Laha De Amar Rav Nachman, De Rav Nachman. Even Rebbe agrees to the statement of Rav Nachman that we follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And of course, gentlemen, you all know, we do follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We only eat chametz till the fourth hour and we burn it before the fifth hour. We follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Va'af Rebbe Savar Laha De Rav Nachman, that the halach follows Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Ravin bar Ravada Maisa, because Ravin said the name Ravada. Maisa bar the Mechad Shehifkid Diskia Malaya Chametz Itza Yochan Chakuka. Story happened with a guy that he had a knapsack filled with Chametz, and he was mafkided by Yochan Chakuka. Vinikvua Achbarim, and rats ate a hole through it. Vaya Chametz Vatsuetz Vyotze. And Chametz was spilling out of it. Uba lefnei Rebbe Shah Rishona. He came in front of Rebbe. He came in front of Rebbe at 6 o'clock in the morning on Erev Pesach. And he said, should I sell it so that the guy doesn't lose the money? Or should I wait? Maybe the owners will come and they'll eat it. Amalo hamtein. Rebbe said, wait, don't sell it yet. Shnia, then at 7 o'clock in the morning, he said, should I sell it? Amalo hamtein. Shlishis, amalo hamtein, wait. Revius, the fourth hour, amalo hamtein. Chamishis, amalo tsei umochra bashuk. In the fifth hour, he said, go and sell it, because it's still mutter bahana. Because if you wait to the sixth hour, it's going to be Aser Bahana. Says the Gemara, my love, who is he selling it to? Lenachrim. He's selling it to non-Jews. Karabi Yehuda, who holds that on the fifth hour, you're not allowed to, a Jew is no longer allowed to eat it, but you can benefit from it, sell it to a guy. Says the Gemara, no, I'm Rabbi Yosef, no. Maybe Li Yisrael, Karabi Meir, maybe he was going to sell it to a Jew. Like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says the Jews could still eat it at the time. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Eli Yisrael Nishkalei L'Nafshe. If he was going to sell it to a Jew, so why couldn't he eat it himself in the fifth hour and then just pay the mafkid for it? Says the Gemara, no. It is usur for a guy watching a pikadon to purchase the pikadon himself, even to save its value, mishum chashada, because we're afraid the guy's going to buy it for less than its value. So you don't sell things to yourself, you sell it to somebody else. Says the Gemara, as we learned similarly, Rav Yosef brings a proof to his words, the sanyu learned in a braisa, gabayt staka she'en lehem aniyim l'chalik. Let's say you have a gabayt staka that he has leftover food and there's no more aliyim, he has leftover copper coins, and there's no more aniyim to give them to, and he's afraid that the copper coins are going to rust, and they're going to become less than their worth and value. So you got to get them to say, you got to exchange the money to somebody who could use it. So partin la'achirim, so you could exchange it for larger coins, which aren't going to rust, with other people. But you can't take change yourself, Ve'ein parta la'atzman. But don't, you're not allowed to take change yourself because we're afraid it's going to look like you're going to give yourself a better rate. Gabai tamchoy, and the gabai of the food pantry. She'ein l'manin l'chalik, you have nobody to give the food to. Mochrin l'acherim, sell the food to other people to save the money for the aniyim. Other people, ve'ein mochrin la'atzman, but you can't sell it to yourself. Mishum shenemar, ve'yisem nikiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. That everybody has to be above suspicion, not for HaMakadosh Baruch Hu, not from other Jews. And if the Gabbai Tzedakah would sell the food to himself, people are going to be choshed that he gave himself a good rate. So he ended up stealing money from the poor people. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ada bar Masa l'Rav Yosef, Beferish Amritlan, say Umochen Lenachrim, Kerabi Yehuda. When you taught us this brisa, you taught us that explicitly, that in this brisa, when you taught the brisa, you said that it said, say Umochen Lenachrim. So Rebbe clearly holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that it's only Mutter Ba'achila till the fourth hour and Ba'ana in the fifth hour. Amar of Yosef, Keman Azla Hosh Maitza De Rebbe, Ki Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So according to whose opinion is this teaching of Rebbe, that you could sell the chametz in the fifth hour? This is like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. This not, because he learned in Maseches Bava Metzia as follows. Hamafkid peros etz chaveru. If I give my friend food to watch, I feel he avudin. Even if they're in the process of spoiling, lo yigabahem. I'm not allowed to sell them. Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What are you talking about? Mochron bebezdin mipnei hashavas aveda. You should sell them with the permission of Bezdin because you're saving money for the mafkid. So too, Rebbe said, sell the chametz. So that the guy doesn't lose money like Shimon Gamliel. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "V'lav itmar Allah." But didn't we say on this mission, Rabbi Rechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, "Lo shanu"? When did the Chachamim say you can't touch them? Ella b'chidei chesronan. If it's the normal amount that a fruit would spoil, aval yosa b'chidei chesronan. But if you see them getting spoiled more than the usual amount, everyone agrees. Mochron bebezdin v'kol shekin hacha. Kavachomer here, Erev Pesach, everybody would agree to sell them. Dehop, Sidei Lagamre, if you don't sell them, they're going to become completely worthless. So even Tanakama would agree on Erev Pesach that you'd have to sell them to save the money for the owners. Okay, let's continue. V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and furthermore, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda also said, Shtei chalos. They had two chalas from the carbon toda outside the on the harabais in the Beis HaMikdash. They were on this table outside the harabais. And this was a simen. So when they had two loaves, and it said it was pusel. It was from a carbon toda that was pusel. So when there were two loaves out there that people knew they could eat the chametz, they would take away one loaf, and then people knew that they could sell the chametz. And then they would take away the third loaf. People knew they had to burn the chametz. So, Tani Tanakh made Rav Yehuda. A certain Amora taught in front of Rav Yehuda. Al Gava Itzdava. It was literally on the bench in the Harabayas that people used to sit. Amalei V'chil Hatznian Utzarech. What do you mean? But if you put it on the seat, then it wouldn't be so public for people to see it. Tani al gag ha'itzdava. It should be on the roof so that everybody could see it better. As a simon. Amar Rachman Rabbi Huda, harabayis stav kafal haya. It was like a double row of benches around the harabayis. Tani nami hachi, harabayis stav kafal haya. Rabbi Huda Omer, istavanas ha'isanikris. They called it this istavanas stav lefnim mistav. It was like a double row of benches. One row of benches within the other row surrounded the harabais for people to gather and to sit on these benches. Now, The Mishnah said that these todah challahs were psulos, they were pusel. Why? And says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, psulos. Says the Gemara, amai psulos. Now there's about four different ways in Rishonim to understand this kasha. Simple pshat, amai psulos. So Rashi says, why were they pusel? How did you have pusel loaves, pusel truma, pusel carbon todah? They were breads from the carbon todah. Why were they pusel? That's what Rashi says. Rabbeinu David says the Gemara is asking, don't we know that we have a rule kohanim zerizim heim, and why would they allow karbanas todah to be pusel? Generally speaking, the kohanim were very careful not to allow anything to become pusel. And there's another girsa in Rashi that the Gemara's question is, how could it be that every single year, punt on Erev Pesach, they had pusel a carbon todah lechamim over there? And the Tzlach says the question is, why did they put pusel challahs there? So either way, it's the same answer. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Mitoch shahayu merubos nifsalos belina. Since on the 13th day of Nisan, there were a lot of challahs of carbon todah. They had too many challahs of carbon todahs. So they were too much to eat. So generally speaking, every Erev Pesach, they had pusel challahs that were nifsal and belina that were left overnight because they had a lot of carbon todahs. Now we're going to see in a second why they have a lot of carbon todahs. Because the whole 8 days of Pesach, you couldn't bring a carbon todah. So if anything happened to you that you needed to bring a carbon todah for, you went over an ocean, or you got healthy from being sick, or you came out of jail, whatever the reasons that you had to bring a carbon todah for, so you couldn't bring it the whole 8 days. Why? Because the carbon todah was one of the few karbanos that had chametzdika challahs that had to be brought with it. You bring 40 loaves for carbon todah, 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. So you couldn't bring it. So everyone, there was an excess of carbon todas on the 13th and not enough people to eat them. So there would be nifsalos belina on the morning of the 14th. Says the Gemara Desanya, because we learned in a Braisa. Ein mevi'in tarda b'chag amasos m'tei chametz shiba. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toda the whole Pesach long because of the 10 loaves of chametz. Says Gemar, Pshita, it's not obvious. Why do I need you to tell me this? I'm Rabbi Barav, Hacha Barbos, Saraskina. No. The Chiddush is that you couldn't even bring it on the 14th. The Kasavar, Ein Mavin Kachin, Lebeis Apsul. Because since you had to stop eating Chametz halfway through the 14th, even though you could bring the carbon tamid the morning of the 14th and eat all the loaves before the fourth hour, you could do that. But you're not allowed to bring a carbon lechatchila that's not going to have its full amount of time to be able to eat it. And a carbon tamid, it was one day and one night. But this carbon tamid, you're going to have to stop eating the loaves by chatzos, or maybe even before chatzos, we're going to see in a second. So therefore you can bring it. By the way, editor's note, this is why we don't say Mizmar Lasoda on Erev Pesach. Right? We don't say Mizmar Lasoda on Erev Pesach because you weren't allowed to bring a carbon toller in Erev Pesach because it is Gemara. Because Savra Ein Mavin Kachim Lebeis Apsol. So if you look in Rashi, take a look at Rashi. Ein Mavin Kachim Lebeis Apsol. Look at the Rashi, one third of the way down the page. Ein Mavin Karben Biyom She Yismayitz Manach Lasa Shekavu Alo Torah V'nimsa Bali Deinosa V'toda Nechels L'yom V'layla V'im Yivim B'yudalad Eina Nechalad Shal Chametz Ela Ad Sheish Shaos. Sheish shows. Why does Rashi say up until the sixth hour? That's not true. So the Tzlach asks, what do you mean? Tzlach asks Rashi, what do you mean? You can only eat till the fourth hour. Even according to Ram Gamliel said, Truma and Kajim eat till the fifth hour, but you certainly can't eat it till the sixth hour. And it's difficult to say Rashi means ad sheish shows means ad velo ad bechlal. However, the Nimukei Agriv and the Rishash, they answer the Tzlach's Kasha, and they say the Rashi means until the beginning of the sixth hour. The Tzlach further asks that these words of Rashi contradict this which he writes in Beitza, that you're not allowed to bring carbon todah on the 14th because the bread is mutar b'achila only until the fourth hour. Okay, Here Rashi says the sixth hour, there he says the fourth hour. Okay. So so you couldn't bring your carbon todah on the 14th and the next 7 days of Pesach. So everybody would bring the carbon todah to say you had an excess of carbon todahs on the 13th. Umitoch shehein merubos, since you had so many carbon todahs on the 13th and there weren't enough people to eat them, nifsalos belina, so they would become pasul. Mishum Rabbi Yane Amru. Now, in the name of Rabbi Yane, they said a little bit of a different explanation about what were these pasul challahs. Ksheiros hayu. These carbon, these lachmei todah were really kosher. They were not pasul belina. Vela amai koreluhu psulos. So what was pasul about these carbon todahs? Shalom nishchad alein azevach. They weren't nifsalos belina, no. But rather, the carbon todah was not shechted on these. And that's why they're also ba'achila. Because the halacha is that the bread of the carbon, this is a Gemara Menachos, that the bread in the carbon todah doesn't become mutter ba'achila until you shecht the carbon todah and you do zrikas hadam. And since you can't eat them, so they just left them until after the Zmana Isser, and it wouldn't be a problem with Hefsid Kachin. Ask the Gemara, so v'nishchot, so why these asa b'achila? Why don't you shecht, why didn't you shecht the carbon todah on the 13th? To be matim them, says the Gemara, she'ovar azevach, they lost the carbon. Says the Gemara, v'nesi zevach acher, so bring a different carbon todah, v'nishchot, and shecht a different carbon todah on these challahs. Says the Gemara, no, de'omar, because the owners of this carbon todah said, to'a zu todah, vizu lachma, ukidarabah. The Amar Rabba, if you say zu todah, vizu lachma, avad alechem, maybe lechem acher. If you lose the bread, you bring other bread. Of the todah, ain maybe todah acheres. However, if you lose the carbon todah, you cannot bring another carbon todah in the case where you said zu. Rather, you got to bring other lechem. My time, and what's the reason? Lechem glal todah, v'ein todah glal lechem. The bread follows the carbon, because the carbon is the ikar and the bread is secondary to the carbon. So the bread follows the carbon, the carbon doesn't follow the bread. And therefore, you have to bring new bread whenever you lose the carbon, so you lose the bread. Says the Gemara, v'nifrkinu v'nafkinu l'chulun, why don't you just redeem the bread and redeem it? Just redeem it and have it go out l'chulun. So why they have to burn it? Says the Gemara, you're right. So the Gemara backs out from this. Ela l'olam shenishchad aleim azevach. No, really we're talking about chalos todah that you did shecht the carbon. V'nishbach adam. But before you had a chance to sprinkle the blood got poured out. So it's no longer able to be sprinkled. And therefore you couldn't do anything with these loaves of bread. Ukeman, who's this going like? Kirebi. This is going like the sheet of Rebbe. The Amar Rebbe. Shnei dvar mamatirin. Whenever you have a situation of a carbon, that you need two things to be matir to the carbon. Like in this case, you need the shchita sa carbon tamid. Excuse me, the shechit of the carbon todah and the sprinkling of the blood. Malin ze below ze. So the animal, the thing being mutar, like the loaves of bread in this case. So they already attain kedushas haguf, even if one of the two things is done. Malin ze below ze. Disanya, like we learned in a braisa. When it comes to the shtei alechem that come on Shavuos, that are mikudashos along with the shnei kivsei shlamim, kivsei atzeres ein mekadshenes alechem ela b'shchita. So the shtei kivsei atzeres, the two sheep brought on Shavuos are matir the shtei alechem. Right, the shtei alechem was the two loaves that was a carbon mincha brought on Shavuos. So you had to shecht the two kivsei atzeres, and once you would shecht them, the shlamim. So once you shecht them, then the shtei alechem becomes mutter ba'achila. Now, no. So it's like this. Even though you need both the shechita and the sprinkling of the blood, but if you just have shechita alone, that already is makdish the bread. It's a kedusha zaguf, and you can no longer redeem it. Ketzad, shchata on lishman, vizarak dam on lishman. If you shechted the kivsei atzeres lishman, and you would zarek the dam lishman, kidei shalechem. So the bread becomes holy, and you're allowed to eat it. Shchatan shalolishman, vizarak dam and shalolishman, lo kidei shalechem. So then the bread doesn't become kadosh at all. And only shame, right? So the bread doesn't become holy at all. But shchatan lishman, vizarak dam and shalolishman, if you did a kasher shchita, but you did not do a kasher zrikas adam and shalolishma, lechem kadosh. Even if one matir was done, the bread is already kadosh kedusha zaguf, and it can no longer be redeemed. Ve'eno kadosh, but you can't eat it. So it's in no man's land. That's the case we're talking about here. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, La'olam eino kadosh alechem ad sheyishchot lishman ve'yizrok damen lishman. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says that the bread doesn't become holy until you do both matirin. So the same thing is true about lachmei toda, that according to Rabbi, if you just shecht it, it already sanctifies it and it can no longer be redeemed. And so too Rabbi Yanai holds in our Mishnah, the two chalas toda that they placed on the yitztava as the simanim, were chalas that you had shechita, but you didn't have zrikas hadam. So since they were nikdash b'kedushas haguf, they could not be redeemed. Gemara rejects this. Well, he says, no, you don't have to say that. I feel the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. You could even say Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon agrees over here. Hacha b'maya skina and kigon sheniskabel hadam b'kos v'nishpach, that you already received the blood in the kos and then it got poured. And then it got spilled out. In such a case, in Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon would agree that the chalas were niskachos b'kedushas haguf and no longer would have a pidyon. For Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, savala kavur. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. Dharma kol ha'omed lizro kizaruk dami. Once you received the blood in the cup, it became royal lizrikas hadam, so that's good enough to be mekadeshit. So even though you didn't actually sprinkle the blood, it's good enough to be mekadeshit. Even Rabbi Lazar and Shimon would agree that you would no longer be able to redeem it, because it would have the Kedushas HaGuf. Once it became royal as Zrikas HaDam, we view it as if the Zrikas HaDam was already done. We don't view it as if the Zrikas HaDam, not that you're allowed to eat it, but at least that you're Makdish, that it can no longer be redeemed. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tana, a Braisa that disagrees with our mission as far as the chalos toda that were placed on the Har HaBayis. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Amru, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, was said, Ksheiro saw you! These chalos toda were not psulos also. We already had a bunch of opinions. What was going on here? Either they were nifsalu belina, or there were too many carbonos, so because there were too many carbonos toda, they couldn't eat it. Or it was from a carbon toda that they lost the carbon toda. Or that the carbon toda was shechted, but then that the blood was spilled. All kinds of opinions here. So Rabbi Lazar has a fourth opinion. Ksheiros hayu. The kals man shemunachos kal ha'am ochlin. These were kosher loaves. It was mutter to eat them. Right, these were loaves from a carbon toda, and this opinion holds, Rabbi Lazar holds, he disagrees with the Braisa. He holds you're allowed to be maker of a carbon toda on the 14th. That's what Tosos Chachme Anglia says. Or they lost it, but they did not become holy b'kedushas haguf, and they were mutter ba'achila through redeeming it. Even after they redeemed it, but they still could eat it the whole fifth hour. Oh. Fine. So, Tanu Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Ksheiros Hayu. No, they were mutter b'achila. Kalzman shemunachos kalam ochlin. Kalzman that these two loaves were up there, everybody could eat the chametz. Nitla achas mehen, when they took one of them away at the beginning of the fifth hour, tolin lo ochlin velo sarfin. They would not eat it and not burn it. They would feed it to the animals. Nitlu shtehen, when they took both of them off and they ate them, hischilu kulan sarfin. So they ate it at the end of the fifth hour, and everybody began burning the chametz. So the chachamim, they would stop eating it exactly at the beginning of the sixth hour. So it was mutter to eat these karbanos the whole fifth hour. So they would take them and eat them. And when they would take them and eat them, that's when everybody knew that it was time to burn the chametz. Tanya, Abishol Omer. Abishol says there was another siman that they had. Shtei paros hayu chorshos bahar mishcha. They would have two cows plowing in Har HaZeisim. And the Yerushalmi says they weren't actually plowing. It looked like they were plowing. Because makom shenagu shelo lasos malacha be'erev Pesach, it's also to do malacha be'erev Pesach. And presumably, in Yerushalayim, everybody came, so they kept everybody's minhagim. So they were machmir not to do malacha. Take a look at the top tosus. Shtei paros hayu chorshos. B'Yerushalmi dik, Yerushalayim, lo makom shenagu bo shelo lasos malacha. Klomar, svaru linog sham iser. Kevin shemiskabtsim sham af mi mekom shenagu ben iser. Umishani niros kachorshos. Right, so not that they were actually plowing, but it looked like they were plowing. They were walking around there. So they had two cows there. Kozman shishtein chorshos. If both of them were plowing, kolam ochlan, everybody would eat chametz. Nitlachas, man, they took one of them away from there. That was a simin tolin. Lo ochlan velo sarfin. They wouldn't eat the chametz, but they wouldn't burn it. It was mutar bana. Nitlu shteim, when they took both cows away, hischilu kalam sarfin. Everybody started burning the chametz. Why did they need this additional simin of the cows? What was wrong with the first simin? Or Stami just held it was a different simin.
Working later on, like
Chatzos, yo. No, some people didn't even do malacha the whole day. It was a yantif. Oh. I think it's a good question, Stephen. I think the whole day was a yantif. I think the whole day was a yantif.
We had that earlier, Rabbi Elizabeth and Yankov. The whole day was a yantif from Alosa Shachar.
Right. I don't know why, I don't know what the machlokes is. Why would they use bread? I guess it was a lot easier to use cows. It was much more public. Anyway, Rabbi Isai, the next six blot, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. We take a little break from Psachim. The next six blot is going to be fun times. We're going to be learning Taharas. You know, the Daf Yomi, there is no Gemara in Taharas. But even though there's no Gemara in Taharas, this is the Gemara in Taharas. The next six blot, get ready. We have 1 week of no more Pesach stuff. But don't worry, in a week we get back to Yisrael. Labor Dikei Gemara is in the second, third prong will be. But for 1 week, it's going to be fun goings. We're going to learn a lot of Tumah V'Tahara, the famous Sugi Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim. Six blot. We'll enjoy it, Bez Hashem. Everyone should have a great Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, a few minutes after Shabbos, we'll get together for those who want to join.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Rabbeinu,
have a wonderful Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you.
Shlomo David, have a great Shabbos. Stephen, a great Shabbos. Ellie, a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.